The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty phone calls. 1-866-233-0747. Our connection with our guest is dead.
Dead as a doornail.
So when he calls in, if he calls in, we'll pull him up.
That's what happens sometimes. You know, you don't get service where you're at. And yeah. Complications arise. But, you know, while we're waiting for him, and if he comes up and if he doesn't come up, I just want to highlight real quick our product of the week this week. Oh. Today is the last day for our My War Part 5 of our series. Now, the My War series is an eye-opening and educational and fun, I might add, look into the issues we face in our society today. Now, the topics covered on My War Part 5 is a look at the heart of America, the price paid for our freedom, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, expose the bias in the media, and you'll also see a music video by Junkyard Prophet, which shows and honors the sacrifice made for us by our veterans in the natural and what Christ did for us in the spiritual. So if you're saying, listen, I love that series, I can't get it quite all at the same lump sum in one chunk, but I do want to get it, you know, as I can, little by little, week by week, is a $20 donation, but monthly sponsors get 25% off by calling 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can go online to order. We've got awesome products. If you're thinking, well, I just don't really know how to reach out to my loved one, listen,
what if
give them a book.
What if they're not thinking that, though?
But now they are.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure that everyone knows someone that needs to know Christ,
right?
I mean,
we don't want you to lead the listeners.
Well, I'm leading you to some good material that's going to help you, because when you say, listen, I really don't know how to witness to him. Listen, give them a book and say, listen, I listen to this guy on the radio. I'd value your opinion on this book. That way it puts it in there great.
Yeah.
Plus, we got some new products coming out. We've got a new abortion book coming out here pretty soon. It's in print as we speak, called For the Children. We're going to have some t-shirts that are going to be coming up here. So we've got some new products and material that we will let you know about as it comes to fruition.
Okay, now let's jump back to useful idiots, because what we're talking about right now is Vladimir Lenin. He said a good communist finds use for everything, and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to think, we'll just kind of ping pong back and forth with this
idiot
topic.
Means dull and insensible. Or
that's
is that
right.
Stupid?
No, it's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Idiots, stupid, kind of like the same thing.
They are, but they're real words.
Right.
Yeah. So if it's condemning or condescending and you're an idiot, well,
then you need
the
to
ceiling
think.
Falls down on you. You're the one standing under it, right?
You need to think and use your brain, so you're not an idiot anymore.
I was thinking to myself, someone posted this the other day, and I had to recollect the stupidity of the useful idiots in America, namely 312. Nobody likes to play anybody's fool. I understand that. I totally get it. But what would you say, America, if I said that there's 312 useful idiots in America? 312, let me add the word, million useful idiots in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I started to think about is, do you guys all remember this, friends? I mean, I'm an idiot. Are you an idiot? Do you want to be an idiot too?
Yeah.
Okay. No, nobody wants to be an idiot. Right. But friends, I want to show you, how stupid America has been over the last 6 years now, coming up on 6 years. Executive Order 13489, Presidential Records. Do you know that his first illegal, unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, executive orders? Did you know that his first act was an illegal executive order, 13489, to conceal all of his records?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but he's got nothing to hide.
Just... Come on, you can jump in anytime.
This is going to be the most transparent administration.
Think about this. That's exactly right. Yep. The most transparent administration that does the exact opposite, like the devil he is, the first day, does the exact opposite of what that's all he's been doing since day one.
You know
the exact opposite.
By his fruits.
When he says you're safe, rest assured, friends, he's pulling the walls down on you. Okay? The first executive order Now, can you tell me, friends, anybody, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, how could it be lawful to implement something that is unlawful?
It's not.
Right. We're talking about useful idiots
here. It's too simple for them, I think. But, oh, that's such a great point.
So the first thing he does is hides his real identity.
After he promises to be the most transparent government.
We already went over that.
Yes.
Okay.
Reiterate it.
Okay.
Men need to be told things twice and some women.
Okay. Well, I just want the last 6 years of my life back because I don't want to be a part of the useful idiots that the Russian revolutionaries know that they need to actually bring forth totalitarianism. Okay? And in saying that, here we are.
I looked up idiot in Webster's 1828 dictionary. This is what it says. A natural fool or fool from his birth.
A natural fool.
Mm-hmm. It says, or a fool from his birth. But it says, a human being in form, but destitute of reason or the ordinary intellectual powers of man.
There can be no excuses,
what you're saying. A foolish person, one unwise.
Okay, so let's contrast what he did through that unlawful order, executive order, okay, which is illegal in the first place, friends. 13489, the first act that this criminal brings forth concerning his administration is to conceal his own identity, telling the American people that I am above the law, therefore I'm going to break the law, and in the process of breaking the law, I'm going to break a second law if the American people, the useful idiots, will allow me to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what he did, I want to take that and I want to contrast that, okay, with the President of the United States, his oath to uphold the Constitution. But when we go back to, again, Harry Truman, this just comes to my aid right now. He said that the foundational basis of this nation's laws was given unto us by Moses on the Mount. Now, was God using Moses as his messenger to bring forth a lie or to bring forth the truth? I speak as a man.
The truth.
Of course. The foundational basis of our Bill of Rights, said President Truman, comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. Now, were they sent to bring forth the lie or the truth?
The truth.
To tear down or to establish?
Establish. A little bit of both.
Okay. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, a foundational understanding, we can finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. What is this criminal and this administration doing right now? They don't believe you have the right to know the truth, is what they're doing. They're usurping the truth in the process of everything they do through their unlawful means. And therefore, if you submit to this ideology, guess what, friends? We are in this together. We are called useful idiots. Now, again, nobody likes to be called an idiot.
Right.
Nobody likes to play anybody's fool. So, are you a fool, friends? Here, I'll give you the phone number. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. What are your thoughts? I'm curious.
I've got a great quote from Jesus himself when we come back.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
I think people are ashamed right now, Steph. that's what I'm suspecting here. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, talking about useful idiots again.
And speaking about the light and the darkness, right? You know how truth exposes the lie, light exposes darkness. Jesus said this in John 8:12. He said unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And when you go back and you see how men do things in darkness, why? Obviously because they don't want to come to the light. Right. Obviously they don't want their deeds to be exposed that they are evil, which is what Christ came to do.
Right. Now, can I ask you a question, though? Mm-hmm. Was it Jesus that was trembling in the presence of the devils, or was it the devils that were trembling in the presence of the Lord?
The devils fear and tremble.
So when we say the intro to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. They hate the light. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, they're afraid of the truth. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence because they don't want to be uncovered, which they are. And the patriots that the globalists despise, we mean what we say.
Absolutely.
You know, and the useful idiots, we need to keep in mind, friends, again, that by us standing down and allowing this to go forward, we're only adding strength to tyranny. But let me get back to this, okay? Because Thomas Jefferson, always giving you the answer, friends, rightly said, if your government is big enough to give you everything you want, then it's big enough to take away everything you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They want to be your daddy. Now, let me contrast that again. Revolutionary and propagandist Vladimir Lenin, a good communist finds use for everything, and nothing is more useful than an idiot that really believes what we have to say. That's what he's saying. Okay? So America, by throwing off all of the warning signs that our forefathers have given, keep in mind they threw off through that documentation called the Declaration of Independence, it's nothing but 3/4 of usurpations of a tyrant named King George. And what America's doing by throwing off all of the warnings that our forefathers given us, these useful idiots would have you overlook the corruption that is coming forth from this administration on a daily basis, and then they attempt to divert your attention to the facts, namely the law of the land. And this is what they hate, friends, because we need to keep in mind that Satan is called the lawless one,
mm-hmm.
the deluder.
The deceiver.
The deceiver, yes, so on and so. He's got many names, Belial,
right, exactly.
So on and so forth. And he's called these names, and they all represent who he really is. He is a liar, and liars don't like the law. Do you remember when you were a kid, and you were partying? Well, some of you might have. Or let's just say it this way. Let's say you knew you were doing something wrong. The last thing you wanted to see was the person that would actually put the kibosh down on what you were doing was wrong. For example, when I was in the rock and roll world, if anybody was doing anything wrong, they wanted to avoid the cops at all costs.
Right.
Because they knew that if the cops came into the room, it was all over for their unlawful activity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is why this criminal administration hates your guts. They hate your guts for the very purpose that they know that what you are doing is right, but they don't want the right to prevail. They want the wrong to prevail. And if you allow the wrong to prevail, let me say it again, friends, then you are considered to be a useful idiot. And useful idiots are very needful for the communist regime to implement totalitarianism.
Absolutely.
How else do I say it?
Yeah, exactly. You need people who don't think to be able to control them. If you have people who are educated...
I don't know why, though. I mean, hey, listen, right is right and wrong is wrong. When I come to God and I meet him on repentance after I notice his law condemns everything I've done in my life, hey, I deserve hell. And God's still going to be extolled and honored for magnifying his laws against my crimes. That's true repentance because I know within myself I deserve hell. A different point. Same topic. Useful idiots. Because we're talking about useful idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a useful idiot? I'm not a useful idiot.
No.
And in speaking of useful idiots, as I said earlier on the first hour, we're going to bring Joe Messina on. I got Joe on. Joe, you there?
I'm here now.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. I know we had some technical difficulties. I totally get it. But it was so important to bring you back on here, Joe, because yesterday when you pulled me on your radio show, what we kept going back and forth with were the atheists. And you're right in the center of this mess called California, namely Los Angeles, and you get to deal with these useful idiots continuously on your radio show. How does that go for you? I'm just kind of curious. What say you of the useful idiots, the atheists, the homosexuals, so on and so forth? What's it like dealing with these people there?
Oh, it's the normal course for the day. They think people like us are the useful idiots. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I told you, I started poking at them one day and saying to them, look, you have a faith. Whether you want to hear it or not, you are very faithful people because you've got to believe and have faith that nothing exists after you die. That takes a heck of a lot of believing, doesn't it?
Oh, it totally does.
It takes
does.
More faith to be an atheist than it does to believe in the Creator.
No, yeah, think about it. All this chaos happened by accident.
By nothing.
Produced the near-perfect bodies we have, and if the Earth was 3 inches more one way or the other, we'd either freeze or fry up, and this is all happenstance? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. That takes an IQ of about 3 to kind of
And the Big Bang made, you know, birds and
I'm just
trees
curious to know, just Joe, going back to our conversation yesterday, what was some of the feedback, comments that you were getting online concerning our conversation dealing with the atheists and the immoral in California there?
Well, it was mostly around the atheists. The bottom line was there is no immorality if you don't base your life on God. And that's what they were kind of saying is we can't shove our belief system down their throats. Therefore, when we use God, when we use Scripture as a basis for how we, quote-unquote, judge them, and yeah. What's really funny is they always throw back Scripture at us that they don't believe in and say, hey, you're not supposed to judge. Well, how would you know? You don't even read my book.
Yeah.
So,
no, you know what's interesting about that? Remember Madeline Murray O'Hare? Remember the atheist? She was just on a rampage trying to tear everything to do with God down in America. By the way, her son now has a ministry that's operated out of Washington, D.C., but interestingly enough, at the end of the day, she was the one that was trying to tear down the law, this atheist was. And at length, she got killed. Now, I bet you at that point, now just trying to make a point here, a clear point, at the point that the murderer came up to her before he took her life, I bet she was invoking the law to come to her aid to prevent the murderer from killing her. But what she didn't realize is God was already there through the establishment of common law saying, thou shalt not kill in the first place. But yet it was her life's mission to tear down the laws that God gave to preserve the atheists and their way of life.
Yeah, Bradley, you know, one of the things that they took exception to, too, is that you and I were discussing how us intolerant Christians are more than happy to allow them and let them live their lifestyle of unbelieving, if you would, not believing in a God or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
We're perfectly okay with that. However, it's interesting how they're not perfectly okay with us having the right to pray in certain places,
right.
Of us putting up the Ten Commandments. It's interesting how the the tolerant, I know it's kind of cliche-ish to say it, but the tolerant are very intolerant, and they can't accept the fact that we are really willing. If God's willing to let you go to hell, then I'm not going to get in the way.
Well, I'm going to do my best to make sure that if they're going to go to hell, they're going to jump over me, love me or hate me, but I guarantee you this, they're going to respect me one way or another, right? This is how this is. And if we look at the church and the history of the church, we're called to be Protestants, Protestants, and we're protesting every lawless deed that these men mean to implement. And by the way, my friend, they are the ones perpetuating the crime while they're trying to get you to play down as they are victimized, when in fact they are the ones committing the crime in the first place.
Yeah, no, again, you know, you and I are on the same page with this. I want to go back to the fact that something for them that doesn't exist gets them so mad.
Yeah.
And here in California, you know, they're all laid back about, hey, dude, you do what you do, I'll do what I do, we can coexist. Well, you know what? No, we can't coexist. Because every time I want to coexist my way, which is maybe stop and pray at a restaurant, why are you shooting me dirty looks? And why, you know, the Duck Dynasty guy, was it Phil Robertson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why is it that they're offended that he uses in Jesus' name, although Jesus told us why, but they're offended at something that doesn't exist for them. They're offended because, you know why they're offended? They're offended because deep down inside, Bradley, they know it's true.
That's exactly right. They're convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16.
Yeah, that reminds me of that film, that film, God's Not Dead, with the American Family Association. You know, the professor is adamantly against Christ and Christianity, and he's just livid in one of the scenes. He goes, why are you so angry if he doesn't exist? It's a perfect point. And when you're even talking about how they use scripture against what you're saying, well, why are you judging me? Well, listen, I thought you didn't believe in that scripture that you're using to throw against me in the first place. Like Bradley has said a million times, you don't have to believe in buses neither, but if you stand in front of one, what's going to happen?
Hey, Joe, did you know, can I hold you over for another segment right after this
break?
Sure
you can. Of course you can.
Interestingly enough, when I do colleges, did you know that the professors will actually give them extra credit to go protest me?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a given. Oh, yeah, this is my world, friend. Yeah, so I live this stuff. I'm in the ring 24/7, and people don't. As a matter of fact, we have one young lady that's a part of the ministry right now that came out of that college where the professors were actually offering extra credit to the students to protest Bradley Dean. Oh, and it was great because they put me on the front page of the paper. Oh, how useful these useful idiots are. Folks, we got Joe Messina from the right side out of California. I want to come right back on the other side of this break, and I want to ask him, how hot is it in the L.A. area right now with the atheists, the homosexuals, the God haters, and so on and so forth? And who's winning the day? Because I've been there quite a few times. Be right back after this break.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179. Two cases for only $355. Or get 3 cases for only $5.15 and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got our friend Joe Messina online with us right now. It's not the right side, nor is it the left side. It's the real side. Is that correct?
The real side.
Oh, forgive me. Forgive me.
I
stand corrected, my friend. It's interesting. I want you to answer this now, because you, again, you're in the hot seat of what's going on over in L.A. there. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Now, if you go over to Vladimir Lenin, who is a Russian revolutionary and a propagandist, he said a good communist finds use for everything and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. So speaking of the useful idiots, address the useful idiots that you deal with, Joe.
How can you address them? I mean, look, you know I'm on a school board here in Southern California, and it's a fairly large district, and it's fairly conservative, if you would. And the LGBTQ moms come out against me on a regular basis. And even recently, they came out because they didn't like what I was saying about the gay and lesbian lifestyle. The minute you say lifestyle, you take it out of it being natural. And it just makes them nuts. Again, for a group of people that are willing to allow me to live my life, so they say, they're not willing to allow me to have my own thoughts.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's right. You know, hey, I'm curious, Joe, really quick.
I said before on the radio that if you show me a DNA strand for gay, a DNA strand for lesbian, a DNA strand for transgender, then I'll throw the book away.
Amen. Hey, but I got to ask you a question, though. I got to interject this thought. What is it that they don't like that you're saying?
That it is a gay and lesbian lifestyle. That it is a choice. Okay? And by me speaking the way I'm speaking, you know, when Mr. Robertson came out and talked about how the Bible spoke against homosexuality, and every major blog and newspaper said, you know, that the Bible doesn't speak to homosexuality,
yeah.
I read 32 scriptures, and I mean this in a loving way, I read 32 scriptures
to prove the Bible very much does deal with homosexuality.
Of course.
Okay.
Common sense.
And it was like poking a lion with a red-hot rod. They went out of their minds. Why? Well, you know why. Because it's the truth.
Right.
And you can't refute the truth, and it just makes you crazy. Like catching your teenager in a lie.
Yeah.
It just makes
you of course. That's exactly what it is. And if you really look at these people that we deal with, Joe, on a serious issue, friends, and on a serious level, friends, you really need to understand, you know, these people don't play. And when I'm talking about they don't play,
no.
You want to find out who's really doing the hating out there. Just go ahead and confront them. I mean, the death threats that I have received, of course, they're bloggers and they're taking my house and putting it up online and they're, you know, taking my physical address and they're jeopardizing. They're putting jihads out on those people that actually speak out against them, which doesn't, by the way, my friend, deter me. It encourages me to stand up all the more because I ain't playing. Right. But to get back to what I originally asked you. So are you telling me when you're dealing with these useful idiots and this mentality that you're dealing with, basically a bunch of kids that never grew up mentally, and I'm not saying that to be condescending or condemning. A fact is a fact. But it's as if you're arguing with a person who has renounced the use of reason. And in saying that, it's like administering medicine to the dead. So there is no conversation.
No, not none. And again, I hate to pick on teenagers, but you know, you're sitting there with your 17-year-old. You caught him or her in a lie. You've got the scrape on the car. You've got the paint in the other car to prove it. And they're sitting there saying, no, that doesn't make any sense. No, that's not. Just because you have evidence doesn't mean it's true. That's the kind of conversation you have with these people. And the other thing about it is, Bradley, I put it in their lap. You get upset when I talk about God or I tell you I believe in God, and you call me the useful idiot. Let's be honest about this. Why does that bother you? What's the big deal there?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if I believe in a God and I want to go down into my grave believing that there's a supreme being, that I'm willing to do something in his namesake, if you would, not that we can do anything for God, but I want to do something in the name of God to help out other people, why do you care?
Mm-hmm. No,
you can't have that conversation with them.
Yeah.
They won't have it.
This comes to my aid, doing colleges. It's interesting that I will get the foreigners that come to America to agree with everything that I'm saying during my presentations. And it will be one or two in the crowd that profess themselves to be Christians that will fight me tooth and nail. Of course, they don't have a leg to stand on because they don't have the facts. I do, if they dare step up to the plate in the first place. And in saying that, without fail, the Muslims will come see me, the foreigners will come see me, and you want to know why they come see me? Because they know I believe in what I say. And what they haven't seen in America is a Christianity that actually takes a stand, Joe.
Bradley, when I was running for office, one of the forums they had, they kept bringing up prayer and evolution and that kind of thing. And finally they said, all right, so what's your stance on evolution? And they went down the list of all the candidates. And when they got to me, I said, you know, the other candidates, two of them being Christian, danced around the issue. But when they got to me, I said, look, here's what you need to understand. You guys already know that I'm a Christian. I do not believe in evolution, okay? But I do believe in state law to start with. And I am called to uphold the law, right? So as far as evolution goes, yes, we have to, for the moment, teach it in our schools. But you know I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I believe in creation. I believe that God created this wonderful planet that we live on.
Now, you do
After
know...
After that whole thing went down, I had five or six of them walk up to me and said, you know what? We think you're a loon, but at least you tell us the truth.
Yeah.
So we're going to work for you.
Okay, now wait a second, though, Joe. First of all, if we go back to 68, it was illegal to teach evolution in public schools in America. If you go back to the 50s, you'll find that Eisenhower is actually the one that implemented evolution into public schools in the first place.
The new science of evolution.
So I say that to say this. Kids act like monkeys, and then the older generation tries to figure out why they act like monkeys.
Well, here's what we need to do, though, Bradley. I'm going to take it into a different realm just a little bit here. It's to my Christian friends, to people who are, you know, hardcore conservatives, you know, make my job easier to a degree and stop electing loons to your state houses, all right? You know, we've got in California, you know, some of the crazy laws, the bathroom laws. A lot of these laws start here in California and work their way through the country. And then you want to elect a guy like me to a school board, I'm slamming my head against the wall, you know, trying to make sure that these laws don't affect us or they minimally affect us. You know, I pray before I go into every meeting. I ask my friends of the Christians to pray for me before I go into school board meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying amen. And by the way, for those that did not, yeah. Hey, by the way, for those that didn't know, Joe, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I'm about to enlighten you here. The word loon is a silly or a foolish person, a idiot.
I'm good with that.
We're sticking to the facts again.
You know, and a great.
Hang on a second. I want to bring up something. What's up with the governor? Why is that governor in California? Why is he still a free man? He is debased. He is to the core reprobate. I mean, I've watched that guy dance around. I can't even believe anybody takes that governor serious. I can't even believe that anybody takes him serious.
He's the most conservative Democrat we have up there.
Wow.
That should scare you to no end. Look at. We have a majority Democrat, or you know, again, not trying to insult anybody, but we have a majority Democratic legislature out there, and most of the bills coming through aren't to get more jobs.
Right?
They're not even to feed the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
They are to make sure that the gay and lesbian agenda is carried out at the state level.
Yep.
And I know some people are going to get nuts with me, you know, here in my own hometown, and told you they've come against me in the past, and I don't really care, but. You know, the bottom line is when the only bills you're passing are to make sure that the transgenders get to use any bathroom they want to.
Wow.
Okay, and that history books now have to include the accomplishments of gay and lesbian historical figures.
Yeah.
The accomplishments. Think about this. Not the negatives. You can't put the negatives in there. Only the accomplishments.
Yep.
You know, and this is all these guys are pounding away at.
Oh, I'm just, you know what I'm thinking about right now is
the wrath of God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well,
inviting the wrath of God on our country.
You know, I was going to say that scripture says, woe unto them that called good evil and evil good, and that put light for darkness and darkness for light. God's not playing and God is not pleased. And even going back to what you're talking about earlier, as far as the evolution factor goes, well, the evolution factor is simply asking this question. Can you give me some observable evidence of evolution?
Yeah, but see,
they can't find any because it's not there. It's a lie.
Stephanie, I have this argument with them all the time.
But Stephanie,
how much faith does it take to believe that two gases came out of nothing or two atoms appeared out of nowhere and then slammed together, created this energy that has now created the universe we have today, or a loving and caring supreme being, my loving Father in God, decided to create the universe and he snapped his fingers and created the bang and created everything that happened. One takes more?
Here's the thing. I want to say to both you guys, because there's a three-way conversation right now. I wouldn't even go there. Now, if I had an atheist with the guts to call in here, I would love on him. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to love on him with the truth, and I'm not going to apologize for giving him the truth. But I'd also say to him, just like I'm saying to you guys right now, every state preamble in the United States of America starts out acknowledging our Heavenly Father.
Yep.
So I'm not going to dance around that. I'm going to level what's in front of me by laying the axe to it to bring it back down to that foundation and say, no, I don't need to answer anything. You need to answer me because I have the law on my side. You do not.
We have everything on our side. Yes. We have science on our side because science lines up with creation, and creation is the Bible. You know, the
study of creation.
Science at one time thought the earth was flat. The Bible has always said the earth is round. God is right. Evolution is wrong. It should not be taught in public schools. It should be the lies taken out of the textbooks. People say, we got to get creation in schools. Dr. Hovind, who has creation science evangelism, he said, start by taking the lies out of the textbooks. These are provable things that have been lies. Let's take them out and go from there.
They don't have the lawful right to lie in the first place.
Let me put it back to my Christian friends, though. Then get me some help.
Exactly.
You have an elected official saying, get out there and get me some help. Pray for your officials.
Yes.
Pray for God to bring
something.
The right guy forward. And then go out and help that guy get elected.
Joe Messina, how do people get a hold of you? You got about 10 seconds. Fill it with words.
All right, go to therealside.com. Therealside.com. You get the way to connect with me. You'll see the stations I'm on. And Bradley, always, I love it when you're on my show as well.
I appreciate it. Joe Messina from The Real Side. Again, you got the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be back for a final segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Well, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Got Skippy and Stephanie Joy here. I just
okay for all of our webcasters. Yes. See, this is exactly why you want to become a son or daughter of Liberty right now, because you would have just seen Bradley trip into his chair and got a great laugh here this Saturday afternoon. But only
would it have been funny if I'd have went head first into that computer and
no, that was hilarious.
Why are you laughing? Do you think that doesn't hurt my feelings?
It was pretty hilarious, though, because
I had a rush in here.
You rush in here, you sat down in the seat, and all of a sudden, you just almost tumbled over.
I felt it.
Okay, hold on a second. I just got to say this. This is one more reason to become a son or daughter of Liberty, because you could see that live stream. You could. How do they become sons and daughters of Liberty?
I was going to say, in a couple weeks, you'll be able to see that in HD.
High definition.
Okay, yeah. But she'll be on there, too. That yes. means no more Dairy Queen.
That's true.
All right, just getting back.
Double-edged sword.
Why does it always go back to me on
Guys,
Dairy
okay,
Queen?
I'm going
to
pull up Buggy in just a minute here, friends. And we're going to bring this over to Family Radio real quick, and we'll have a little fun. But before that, we just had Joe Messina from The Real Side out of California on his radio show quite a bit. He's a very cool guy. He's got good stuff to say, and he's not afraid to go after it, and that's what I appreciate about him. And he's actually doing it. So I've been in the fire with him, per se, during an interview, and therefore, I see him willing to do that. I'm going to pull him out. One of the things I just want to make clear, when a cop pulls somebody over for violating the law, he doesn't care what the criminal, the violator, has to say against that law. He's there as an authority. The church in America needs to understand that they are walking in an anointing. God has given you an authority to do what you're doing by his power and by his spirit. We're not here to ask permission. We're not here to debate with those that are violating the laws of our constitutional republic. I say this all the time, but I say it again, that hundreds of thousands of men and women fought blood and died to give us. Why are the American people being caught up into the debate with a bunch of useful, lawless idiots? You have to get away from this. A stick that is crooked and a stick that is straight, when I lay the straight stick next to the crooked stick, just because it shows the deviation of the crooked stick doesn't mean the straight stick is wrong, and it has to be careful as to how it shows forth its straightness concerning its crookedness.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, the truth is the truth, no matter what state law, no matter what federal law says.
It's love to give the truth. Right. I get so tired, and nobody said this today, but I just say this. Oh, Bradley, it's the way you say it. Oh, Bradley, where's the love? It's love to say it. Mm-hmm. Where was the love when God gave his law on Mount Sinai to Moses? It was love that men might turn from their sin and find their salvation in the sacrifice, which is only symbolic and a type of the Christ today.
Right, and keep in mind, always, with everything you do, it's better to obey God than man. And when you stand up against unlawful laws and unlawful decrees, obedience to God and resist and being obedient to God, you resist tyranny and you resist all unlawful laws too as well. So just because it's a quote-unquote law by man's standard doesn't make it right by God's standard.
This is where the useful idiots have the American people. The immoral of the day is, you know what? But what about this and what about that?
Go to the conscience.
No, that's right.
Yep.
Just go back to the word. Go back to what it says, because we are called, the church is called to be witnesses of the resurrection. That means the authority of the spirit, which the enemy fears more than anything, my friends. Don't get caught up into debate. Right. I never, ever go to debate. I just ask them the one question. And keep in mind, no better has anybody ever exemplified my point than the Christ. Right. He would ask them a question to their question,
I like it.
And they would walk away.
Yep.
Because they know it's true.
Yep.
They would have nothing to say. Don't put yourself up against the wall, friends, with the debate, because that's where they want to pull you. Because once they get you into debate, then that's where they'll begin to tear you down. And they already know that you don't believe what God said in the first place, because now you are debating.
Another thing, too, is when you get into debate, you negate conscience.
That's right.
And conscience is what's convicting them to begin with in the first place. That's why they want to argue with you. Go back to the commandments of God.
That's right.
Nail their conscience. You don't need to talk about anything else.
That's right. Now, reasoning is different than debating.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about
giving
reasoning.
Knowledge.
That's right. That's what we have to do. Let's have a little fun here really quick. Now, Sam has been asking us these questions all week, and it's like, okay, Buggy, we get it. Okay, so I want him to actually lay out this to the candor of our listeners. So, Buggy, why don't you just go ahead and share with the people some of the stuff that you've been asking your dad and your mom.
Okay, what do you call an alligator with a vest?
An alligator with a vest.
I got it. An investigator.
Correct, Mundo.
An investigator. You get that? An investigator.
Okay.
Am I doing okay so far?
Really good.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, next.
What has a neck but no head but wears a cap?
A head, but no neck, but wears a cap?
A bottle.
Yes.
Oh, yes!
You almost seem like you've heard these words. Okay, I got
honey,
one.
I've heard them about 100 times.
Can I say one?
Okay.
Okay.
Of course.
Did you hear about the kid napping at school?
No.
Oh, it's okay. He woke up. Get it? Kid napping at school. It's okay. He woke up.
I don't think that's funny.
Gee whiz, I thought
her
that
face
was
is getting
pretty,
a little red.
I actually thought
now,
that
there was
pretty
a camera
funny.
On her right now. You know what? But you have to understand that I actually opted out of the elementary school, and I'll tell you why. Because they actually, you know why, right?
Yes,
why?
Exactly. Because they had recess.
That's right.
And you don't play.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure you understood that. Okay, Buggy, is there anything else you want to share?
Yeah, what's white when it's dirty and black when it's clean?
Steph?
Say that again?
What's white when it's dirty and black when it's clean?
A chalkboard.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we are.
Where's the laughter sound bite?
This is live radio.
You're supposed to have the laughter
Haven't
there.
You ever seen these guys in the 30s when they were on the radio?
Okay.
They would make all the sound effects by themselves. I kid you negative.
Oh, that's right. They do little things
they
in the background.
They do everything, yeah.
Okay, I got another one. Yeah. Keep in mind these are cheesy, clean jokes,
no,
okay?
No, Buggy's doing them.
I thought I'd go back and forth.
This is his show right
but
now.
But these are ones you don't know.
Okay, any more. Okay, give us one more,
One more. What do you call cheese that's not your cheese?
Say it again.
What do you call cheese that's not your cheese?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah, nacho cheese. Get it, guys? Nacho cheese. I hope people understand that I am really being a nerd on purpose.
Yeah, I think I got
that
one.
On the show.
Okay, thank you, honey. We appreciate that. Steph, all go ahead.
Okay, here's one. What did the cat say after eating two robins lying in the sun? I just love Baskin Robin. I heard a chuckle.
This is how bad it's getting. We're done, number one. I expect this to come from my little 10-year-old, right?
Oh, wait, I thought I joined the cheesy jokes.
Oh, you did. If you guys want the cheese, listen, I'll bring the crackers. Steph will always bring the cheese. But the point is this. Did you notice the only person laughing was Stephanie?
No. Liz laughed on that one.
Nope,
yes, she did.
You were like a dry sponge waiting for something to absorb your dryness.
I heard,
you looked over at Liz.
I heard her laugh.
I don't think she did.
Liz,
she was like, wow, like you gotta be kidding
me. She wasn't kidding, Lizard.
Yep. All right, let's go to something a little more profitable then. How about for those of you who'd like to support what we're doing out there on a daily basis, doing what needs to be done, saying what needs to be said, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. I promise we don't tell jokes on the website, so you won't be too cheesed out over there.
Well, I don't think anybody really minded Buggies. I think they just didn't like yours.
Like the nacho cheese was better than Baskin Robbins.
The nacho cheese is actually
the fun one.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah, the rest of them are kind of like, okay, yeah, wonderful. Okay. But anyway, for those of you who would like to donate, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button right on the upper right-hand side, or scroll down a little bit to become a son or daughter of Liberty. A son or daughter of Liberty is someone who supports every month on a monthly basis what we're doing, and it helps us to be able to catapult into going out and seeking and saving that which is lost. Bradley is actually going to be out in Virginia coming up here in June. Just got back from Georgia, from California, from doing a bunch of different events. We are turning talk radio literally into do radio because we want to be with the people. And for those of you that say, listen, I'd love to have Bradley Deed speak at my community, my event. I just don't know what all goes into it. Listen, it's a lot easier than what you think. Chase
is here to tell us.
Yeah, tell us what it's like to when you want to book Bradley Deed.
Well, it's simple. You just give us a call or fill out the form online and I will work with you one-on-one and we will get the job done. It's just a matter of finding people who are willing and wanting to get it done, and we will get it done.
How booked up are we right now?
Well, we're booked up until mid-August. We have some openings here. So if you want Bradley to come for your 4th of July celebration, talk about a fitting circumstance, now's the time to get on the ball.
Actually, we were in Iowa.
Are you paralleling that to fireworks?
Well, yeah, both in the natural and in the spiritual, I guess. Yes. But we actually did an event. I think it was last 4th of July.
In Iowa. We did the public town square. A big meeting. The whole town was there. It was great.
Yeah, great event to do, especially, you know, and people would like to get together on summertime. You know, summertime, they have all these gatherings and so on and so forth. Why not bring forth the truth to all your families and friends and your communities? It's easier than what you think. All we need is a willing vessel.
I can be the bad guy.
And so you can do that online too as well, or Chase, they can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We appreciate all your support. Thank you for what you do. Without you guys, we couldn't do what we do.
Got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, deeds not words. We'll talk to you soon enough. See.